Welcome, everybody. This is the Christ blessing of the 4th of September, moving us into fall, and exactly a week after our new blessing givers gave their blessing at the hotel last Sunday afternoon. We have a wonderful group of new blessing givers. Check your email if you want to see a picture. I can tell a lot of you didn't look at your email because I changed the time for the blessing call today to 5 Central. And you came on the regular time, which is a good thing you do because it really hasn't changed in years. So I'm glad you got it memorized. And no scolding at all. My fault that I had to reschedule. But we're here, and I'd like to open the line to some of our callers. We're gonna see who's here first, and it's Stormy. Welcome, Stormy.
Yeah, I had a beautiful blessing to be a part of earlier this week. I've met a psychic friend that lives in a city nearby, came by and did a last reading for me, and it was really good. But she called me the other day because she says she wanted my opinion about a ghost that had followed her to a house here in Emory that was really being bothersome, and we determined it was a young girl who had been murdered, and we decided that she was just getting attention. And with all of my perceptions, we were able to do a mercy blessing to get her out of this realm into another realm. And that was very beautiful that this woman called to ask me for my opinion, that maybe we were able to help someone who was still stuck on this plane to move on to the next plane. What a blessing.
Well, that's wonderful, Stormy. And I'm sure it was a great experience for you, too.
Yes, I love. My music is designed mostly for people who have passed away uncomfortably in whatever past, present, future. If they can't find their lights, Glenda, they can hear my music. My music will take them to their lights, and then they can continue on in their journey. That's the basis foundation for my music.
That's wonderful, Stormy. Well, you did great work. Very pleased with what you do. So we're kind of short on time, so I'm going to take another caller on, but I'm really pleased to hear your story, Stormy. That was great. We have Nancy on the line. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Glenda. How are you doing? I just wanted to update you all on my sister. A month ago or 2 months ago, they found what may be a brain tumor. It turned out it's not a brain tumor. It's brain lesions. It's still there, but they're not doing anything. And all her symptoms, the dizziness, the unable to walk, things like that, is they feared was long COVID. And so all she had to do was take the 4th shot, and everything is fine now.
Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you all for your blessings and your prayers. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And, you know, one of the things I have found, Nancy, is that the love that surrounds us can stabilize us so we don't make panic decisions or wrong decisions, and our intuition will guide us to whatever pathway of healing is necessary.
The neurologist sat there and, you know, looked at her. She was, you know, do you need a biopsy to make sure this is a brain tumor and da-da-da. And then she looked and goes, you know, I think I just want to monitor it. So it sounded so much like your doctor. So there you go.
That's right. Love leads us on to the right place. Because, first of all, it builds self-esteem. And then it builds self-confidence. Then it attracts to us those who have the ability to provide loving care for us. It's really I mean, it's almost like a tracer rocket. You set love to work, and it'll find out exactly what you need and bring it to you.
Exactly.
That's a great report, Nancy. I'm so happy for her. Okay.
Thank you.
We're going to take a call. I think it's going to go to Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Hi, Glenda, and thank you so much. And thank you also, obviously, to Jeshua for a fabulous weekend. And I would like to send a blessing to all the blessing givers, the recently graduated blessing givers from the last seminar just a week or so ago, for us to be able, and I was one of those lucky people, for us to be able to get out of the way to neutralize our personality and allow us to be effective blessing givers so that the Holy Spirit can actually give the blessing through us, so that we actually do what we've trying to train to do, and that was my blessing today.
Oh, yes, and you will not believe how blessed you will be for getting out of the way. That Mack truck coming down the road is designed to hit your personality and your personality creations. When you get out of the way, there's nothing to be hit.
That's great.
I mean, really. Go ahead.
And then just an additional blessing for my son and his girlfriend. They're having a few issues in their house with some pest problems, and I hope that resolves quickly because they're kind of stressed about it. So that's a smaller issue than for us all to neutralize our personalities and actually be able to bless.
But still, it does irritate life. And it's a great lesson to learn whatever you fight just gets bigger. And so there's got to be ways that they can get through that issue. They don't have to love the bugs in the sense of admiring them and saying how great you are in our life. You know, there's a lot of ways to love. And the greatest way of all is simply do the right thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure to meet you and be with you and we had a fabulous weekend last week. I guarantee almost all of you here did not read the invitation I sent out today because it was to start at 5:00. So you didn't see the picture of our group. Check out that email because you'll love to see all of our members, the bright, beautiful, shining faces. And we just had a fabulous time. I had a challenge all the way through the weekend with a coughing situation I have due to a sinus infection. And it just got worse this week after the exhaustion of being there on my feet for 2 days. So that's why I want to apologize for blessing givers that are on the call because I didn't get out with messages soon enough. For you, I did send you a summary, and we're going to have more messages coming this week. That's why I scheduled the only medical appointment I could get today to finally wrap up this terrible cough. And so far, no cough. So far, I'm good. And I think we've got a turnaround on our hands. And I am, as I already knew I was, negative on COVID. I got the test before the event to make sure I wasn't bringing anything like that into the room. Just a pesky old sinus infection. And we're mowing that one down. So I'm here for you and anyone else who wants to chime in and speak. Well, we'll do it. It looks like we're going to be doing two blessings today. The one we'll do for you and then the one we do later for everybody that read my email. So, here we go.
So we've got the chance to practice. We can have two goes to all us graduates. We can practice twice.
That's right. That's right. Caroline, did you get the summary I sent to you?
Not yet, because I just flew in last night from California back to Hawaii, so I haven't looked at my emails yet.
Okay. Well, so you'll find
thank
it
you for doing
in
that.
Your inbox. Yeah. All right, anybody else want to speak? I'm manning the board today because Nancy is on a break to take care of family. And that may be a frequent reality we deal with, Nancy, because she has an enormous, wonderful family that she's really pretty much the spiritual leader for. It's almost like having your own church. It's really that big. So here we go. Well, let's see if there's any more here. We will just get started with a blessing. And I think we're well in time. Anybody was going to come at 3, I'm sure, already here. So let's just relax. Relax in your chair, your bed, wherever you are, whatever it takes to get you really comfortable in your body and without stiffness or complaints, where you can just be there. Be there with yourself as the love that you are. And let's begin our breathing, the 4-square breath. We start with a slow exhale, giving of our spiritual life into the world, that we start with our gift. Breathe out to the count of 4, your count of 4, whatever it is, could be slow or fast, and then hold it to the count of 4. Well, give it and don't inhale again to the count of 4, so that the breath you gave can be received. And now, on the count of 4, inhale. Take back a gift of life to you. And hold that to a count of 4 so that your body can fully receive. And then again, give to the count of 4. Let it be received to the count of 4. And receive to the count of 4. Absorb, inhale, really absorb it to the count of 4. There's a miracle to this breath. For many reasons, it allows you to focus on breath as your engagement with life. But also it prepares you for a blessing that you give with prayer. You allow it to be heard, and then you receive. Most of us are a little short on the receiving. We're eager to give. We're a little impatient to get results. So we just give again. And then we give again. And then we run out of breath. And we forget to just pause and let it be received. So learn from this breath. Let it teach you. Let your gift be received by others. And then you receive gracefully and take it in gracefully. And then again, give with grace. Let it be absorbed with grace. And then you receive with grace. You absorb and integrate your life with grace. That's a wonderful rhythm to learn to have for your life on all counts, on all levels. It can teach you a great deal about life and prayer. We are told many times in the scripture to wait on the Lord, and that is to have patience that your prayer is fully heard by all that need to hear it, and fully absorbed into life, that those who shall bring results can fully receive it and be prepared to give unto you. And then as you're giving, take it with gratitude. Take it with love and humility. And then hold for a while to give it time to perform and mellow into your life.
and continued her prayer with gratitude. With that being said, I will start my prayer to Yeshua, and you, when I finish, shall start your prayer and pray while the blessing is being given. Beloved Son of God, brother, role model to us all, the one who came in the Spirit of God to be human and to teach us what it means to be human with the Spirit of God, and then left us with the Holy Spirit to guide us and counsel us as we become all that we can be. We come here today with humility, gratitude, and expectation to receive your blessing, and then to be a blessing in the world, that the spirit of our being may with its grace offer blessings to others. And in the power of our love, we ask that you bless those who do not know to ask. We ask that you bless those who need more food, who need healing, who need patience to see their life materialize in the very best possible way. To give blessings among us all, that we may each be a presence of love to help our neighbor, our brother, our sister, and to be in union with our Holy Father. We ask now that you bring blessings to this group and that you touch our hearts, our souls, and be with us in every way to complete our union with you and with God. Let us begin. Blessing givers, will you join me as we offer this blessing today? Let us begin. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest for at least 7 minutes and receive. Don't think. Don't pray. Don't plan. No agendas. Just receive. Be a blank slate on which the Spirit of God can give your blessing. Bye-bye for now. And if you want another blessing today, come back. Bye. I'm glad you were here. Bye-bye.